revolution's coming, yes it's coming, revolution's coming, yes it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes it's coming, revolution's coming, yes it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes it's coming, revolution's coming, yes it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes it's coming, revolution's coming, yes it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes it's coming, revolution's coming, yes it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes it's coming, revolution's coming, yes it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes it's coming, revolution's coming, yes it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah it's coming, coming.
To Views from the Ground, Views from the Damn Ground, here on KFAI and WFMU Frogtown Radio. This is DJ Love, everyone's favorite agender host. I use they, them pronouns. And yeah, we are live here. We're going to start off the program here with MJ. So go ahead and take it away.
Yeah, thank you, DJ, for having me. My name is MJ Sardar. I am a leader with the Coalition to Free Mahdi Ali. I'm also a teacher in Minneapolis, a rank-and-file member of the Minneapolis Federation of Educators, and a freelance journalist. And I'm here to discuss the wrongful conviction of Mahdi Ali. He's a former Minneapolis public school student. He went to South High School. In 2010, he was wrongfully convicted of a triple homicide at the Seward Halal Market on Franklin Avenue in South Minneapolis. And I did a investigation into his case, published on Unicorn Riot's website. Your viewers could check the story out at www.unicornriot.ninja. And I found out, through reports and interviews that Mahdi is innocent. And actually just last spring, me and some colleagues, some other teachers, we got the teachers union to endorse a resolution supporting Mahdi's innocence and his immediate release from prison. And so I got Mahdi here on the phone with me. I'll introduce him in a sec. But I just want to say that, you know, his case is currently being reviewed by the Conviction Integrity Unit under the Hennepin County Attorney's Office, which is awesome news. And there's some movement going on in that direction. And many, many folks listening might know that just last week, the Conviction Integrity Unit help exonerate Brian Hooper, who was wrongfully incarcerated for murder from the 90s that he didn't commit. He was locked up for 27 years. So good news. The same unit that freed Brian Hooper is digging into Mahdi Ali's case. But I'll have Mahdi introduce himself and speak directly to your listeners.
Sounds good.
All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Back to the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me, DJ. MJ, thank you for introducing me. Again, my name is Mahdi Hassan Ali. A 31-year-old Minneapolis man. I've been in prison for half of my life. I was 15 when I got incarcerated, when I was wrongfully arrested for a crime which I did not commit, that I'm innocent of. And I got convicted 2011. And, man, you know, it's been hard. It's been hard, you know, fighting for my freedom all these years. But you know, through the grace of God, man, and constantly fighting and constantly, you know, not wavering from the truth in this case, which is my wrongful conviction. You know, thank God today I have support system with the teachers union, and you know, thank God I have a lot of individuals that's also, you know, helping me with my process. And it gives me hope, you know, seeing people like Brian Hoover, you know, come home, you know, Marvin Haynes, you know, in a similar situation where he got arrested as a youth, you know, juvenile, the whole process, even his conviction and his case and, you know, the whole process, how they went about the interrogation, all of that was similar in Marvin Haynes' case, and he got out, you know. So it gives me hope knowing that, it gives me hope knowing that, you know, like, people are getting out, you know, and more importantly, like, the, Hennepin County is being recognized for, you know, the flaws and how, you know, people is getting incarcerated for crime which they didn't commit under those old regime and Mike Freeman era and Amy Klobuchar era, you know, where a lot of black men and children, you know, was sent to prison basically for a crime which they didn't commit. And the sad thing about that whole regime and their process of pursuing cases was the fact that they never did a thorough investigation in any of the cases. Like my case is no similar than, I mean, my case is no different than Marvin Haynes' case, Mayon Burrell case. You know, simply when you're talking about the juvenile process, all of us being kids, you know what I mean? And them not hesitating to simply sentence them to prison and give us life sentences, even though we were kids. You know, the sad thing about that is, like, the fact that you could arrest the kid for crime which they didn't commit, and however still, you know, like stand behind your conviction of knowing that, you know, you didn't did a thorough investigation. You know, you did the least amount of investigation, and yet you were easily comfortable sending, you know, kids that are that young age to prison for the rest of their life. And it's sad to say this, man, but, you know, I'm a strong man today for what happened to me. And I don't want people feeling sorry for me. I want people fighting for me. You know, I want people putting effort behind my case. I want people, you know, joining me in our Coalition to Free Mahdi Ali. You find that by going to my website at freemahdiali.com, free, F-R-E-E, Mahdi, M-A-H-D-I-Ali, A-L-I.com. Please sign my petition, support my movement, and more importantly, man, like, join us. We accepting, you know, a volunteer, people to join us, people to help us push the needle. You know, people that are more importantly, man, like, to fight for justice, you know, to stand up for what's wrong. And that's what inspires me. Like, I'm someone that I can't wait. I can't wait to come home. I can't wait to, you know, stand alongside of many, you know, fighters in our communities that are chasing justice, that are pursuing, you know, peace, that are more importantly, you know, looking to inspire the next youth. You know what I mean? It's all about the kids, you know, and I want to share my stories. I want to share my hurdles and challenges and you know, obstacles that I've experienced throughout the years in prison. You know, I want to share those things and help educate the youth and invest in our youth. And more importantly, man, inspire our youth, you know, to, you know, see things different through my eyes, you know what I mean, through my experience. I want to help save lives. You know, I want to use my story as a success story. You know what I mean? It saves so many lives as possible going forward. By simply, man, you know, working every day to help, you know, invest in our community. And with that being said, man, I urge any and everybody that's listening today to join us. And more importantly, man, like, to invest in me, to invest in my case, to invest in my story. And I promise you, man, like, I can't wait. I promise you, man, I will, you know, invest back into our communities and give back in that fashion. And with that being said, man, like, I want to pass it back to you, MJ.
You know, Mahdi, I just wanted to quickly, I know the phone's going to cut off soon. Mahdi, he's calling from Rush City Correctional Facility. But what did you think of the good news from last week of Brian Hooper being released from prison?
So Brian Hooper's story, and I, you know, we were in Oak Park together years, like close to a decade ago, man. And, you know, Brian Hooper was very, very quiet guy that kept to himself. But the first thing he told me when I met him, you know, like what brought us together, what made us, you know, kind of communicate and, you know, have built a friendship to a degree was, you know, our story being similar, you know, him being innocent. And he knew my case. He knew I'd been on the news before. He was aware of my story and my wrongful conviction. And, you know, he introduced me to himself, you know, and told me, yeah, bro, you know, I know your case. I know your story. I'm innocent too. You know, and in prison system, man, like I got accustomed to a lot of people coming to me and telling me I'm innocent too, you know. And every time I hear that, you know, I build a friendship. You know, I try to connect with them, you know what I mean, and see, you know, like how far their case going and how far everything going as far as they appeals, you know, and things of that nature. And, you know, that was able to kind of, you know, bring us together. And also I learned, you know, like Brian Hooper is someone that's very, very driven and very, you know, smart individual. And he used this time, you know, to focus on, you know, educating himself. And one thing I remember about him is, like, he knew how to speak Somali. And when I first met him, he asked me what was my name in Somali, you know, and I was flabbergasted. I was looking. I'm like, what? I was wondering, was I hearing clear? Like, was I hearing what's coming out of this man's mouth? Because it was kind of a little bit shocking. And at the time, it wasn't even a lot of Somali community in a prison system. So, you know, he had a dictionary, Somali dictionary in his cell. You know, he didn't have no TV. He never watched TV in his cell. He always focused on his case. He always focused on educating himself. So to see Brian Hooper, man, like, I felt like I got out. You know, I was very happy for him. You know, and it brings me joy, man. And more importantly, it gives me hope, you know, especially the same organization, the Integrity Unit working on this case, organization that Mary Moriarty, you know, opened when she got in office after understanding, you know, all the flaws and errors that were existing with most of the cases that were appealing their cases. Also, the DOJ, the Department of Justice, during George Floyd era, you know, after George Floyd murder, you know, conducting their own investigation on the Minneapolis Police Department and finding out that, you know, the corruption that was existing within the Minneapolis Police Department, and especially how the homicide department was flawed, and more importantly, they were corrupt and
You have 1 minute remaining.
Basically, officers that did whatever they can to, you know, promise conviction rather than focusing on the truth of the case and doing thorough investigation. They went and, you know, created evidence and did whatever they can to basically secure conviction in an error. So that was some of the things that kind of made her to kind of create the Conviction Integrity Unit. And thank God today, you know what I mean, Brian Hooper is home. Marvin Haynes is home behind her election. And, you know, hopefully they're looking into my case. And I can't wait to be the third person, you know, to actually get exonerated and come home soon.
Me too. I can't wait as well.
Me too. Thank you, Marty, for joining us.
And thank you so much for having me, DJ. I appreciate you for giving me the opportunity.
Of course.
Thank you for using GTL.
And I just wanted to reiterate to your listeners, please visit the website freemadiali.com, www.freemadiali.com, and sign the petition. Follow Free Mahdi Ali on social media. It's all linked on the website. Please share it with your networks, share the petition. And I just want to give a quick shout out before I let you go, DJ, to the Minneapolis Federation of Educators. Shout out to President Marsha Howard.
Yep.
I want to shout out.
That's the, my union.
Boycott. Yes, sir. I want to shout out the Target boycott organizers Monique Cullors-Doty, Nakima Levy-Armstrong. They have joined our coalition of Free Mahdi Ali. They made Free Mahdi Ali a demand with their boycott. So it's no longer only about the DEI target ending. It's DEI, but they're demanding justice for Mahdi Ali. Shout out to Michelle Gross from Communities United Against Police Brutality, and also shout out to the other heads in the coalition, to Free Mahdi Ali, Nick Nelson, Isaac Nelson, Nick Hallinger, Marvina Haynes, you DJ, and any other folks I forgot, Meg. Thank everybody for all their work. We were at Open Streets Broadway last weekend, handing out zines, talking about Mahdi Ali's case until it got rained out. Some of my comrades were at Open Streets Cedar Fest on Cedar and Riverside a few weeks ago. They talked to over 100 people about Mahdi's case. There's a lot of support in the community to bring Mahdi home. So shout out to you, DJ. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes,
on the program.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate all the organizing you are also doing and research you've put into this case. I also think that, you know, as I was reflecting on what Mahdi Ali was saying today about, you know, all the people that have gotten out, right? Marvin Haynes, Mayan Burrell, now Brian, right? And, you know, I really feel like, you know, Minneapolis is starting to, you know, we're really good with our protests and getting people out. And I think we're starting to specialize in getting people out of prisons, which is also it's one of those sad things that us as a people would have to be good at. But I also think it's a great thing to see us being able to get people out in droves, and then, you know, getting people out. And I feel like Mahdi Ali will be here soon with us on the other side, outside of those prison walls. So,
God willing. Thank you for all your support, DJ.
All right. Thank you so much. With that being said, we are going to take a break here, and we are going to have the Nerdy Spotlight. So go ahead and take it away, Nerdy.
Hello, my guys, gals, and non-binary pals. It's your boy Nerdy back again with another installment of the Fair Play Entertainment Music Spotlight. So excited for us today because we have a brand new artist, never before heard on the show, and I'm super excited because we get music from all over the state. And this wonderful artist comes from Duluth. That's right, all the way from Duluth, listening even now. This is Dre, aka Jamaican. This song is called Sleep Tight. It's a lot of fun. Dre's a lot of fun to listen to. Let's get it rocking.
I'm rocking you to sleep with a flow that's so unique. Off the top, you know I go, gotta keep it on repeat. Yo, I always lay it down, got you sleeping safe and sound. Sweet dreams all around. Sleep tight. Good night. Sleep tight. Let's have a good night. Sleep tight. Melatonin ain't got you comatose. Homie, I'm Edgar Allan's ghost. Close, yeah, you know it's me. Deep in her head with poetry. Woe is he. You don't wanna think, you don't wanna blink and miss. Mate, you taking a piss. I'm A plus tier on the list. Pro life, looking for a queen. Snow White, rocking that band, alright. Change my plans some more like I iced her wrist with Zonite. Cast a spell, bruh. All of this love you fell for. I'm her Lincoln, y'all might think that she gon' be my Zelda. Oh wait, look at my face. Please don't get on my case. Wide awake when I'm slapping that face. Right on time, don't tell them I'm late. That fella gon' hate. I know that look on they face. 5-0, one hand on the Bible. Kicking deep sleep when I'm beating a rival. Ayy. With a whole lot of confidence. I'm woke, never needed your compliments. No joke, yeah, I'm on another continent or plane. Rap, my accomplishments are insane with all these consonants in my brain. Got me running laps. Usain, never knew I needed an after you came. Now I'm back to action, blue flame. Designer sheets.
all kinds of sleep. My mind at ease, no time to beef. My rhyming scheme is nursery. A verse for me is certainly casting a spell. I'm rocking you to sleep with a flow that's so unique. Off the top, you know I go, gotta keep it on repeat. Yo, I always lay it down, got you sleeping safe and sound. Sweet dreams all around. Sleep tight. Good night. Sleep tight. Let's have a good night. Sleep tight.
All right. Thank you so much, Nerdy. I love that. Sleep Night is such a good song. Yeah. Shout out to the Loot as well. So that's super cool. So join us here live in the studio. Like my favorite local artist, not even just local, just one of my favorite artists.
Thank you.
Mae Yada, welcome back to the show.
Hey everybody, I'm excited to be back. It's been a minute, but we're here.
Yeah. How's your summer been?
It's been a summer. I think it's been very, very interesting. There's gotten outside. I got to play at Soul of the South Side for Juneteenth, which is amazing. Got to like host actually also a workshop for Juneteenth, which was really cool. Like got to use my music involved with like some social justice like pedagogy as part of a like university program for Juneteenth, which is awesome. Hung out with Nerdy quite a bit this summer.
Hey,
opened,
shut up, Matt.
Yeah, Matt's amazing. And yeah, opened for Ludacris with him at Taste of Minnesota, and then got to back him up at his album release show at the Fillmore like a month later.
Y'all were amazing.
It was a great time. It was a really, really great time. It was so fun to like get that deep into his set. And then I've been working on my album, just still plugging away at it. We're still in the middle of that, but that's kind of the biggest thing right now is like working on that album. And I got so kind of caught up in that album. I was like, you know what? I have been really insular for a while now working on this. Let me try to get back outside. The thing that I do is most powerful when I'm actually like in the room with people. Mm-hmm. So just trying to perform more. I'm trying to see people more. I want to like share space and sing together and dance together and just like move together and be together, because there's a lot of chaotic stuff happening in the world. And I know one thing that I can control is like creating good, positive, fun space for people to be in communally, and like something that's good for your energy too. So that's just kind of what I'm on right now for the fall, is like how much can I get outside and just be popping out at things and performing in places and just getting back to kind of my like 2019 cadence of like, okay, she's performing like multiple times a month, like you will be able to see her.
Yes, I love that. Speaking of performances, yeah. Do you have any performances coming up?
I do, actually. So especially if you want to hit the little dance part of this, on Sunday, so the 14th, I will be at Ice House with Moth Kid, Dre DK, the Johannes Larson Trio, all four of us. And I'll be headlining for the Campfire Benefit concert. Campfire's a like locally started like nonprofit trying to make a new streaming platform, but like specifically to actually support independent artists more. So like, I don't know how much everybody knows about this, but like streaming platforms as of right now, it's like if you play somebody's song on Spotify, they make 0.003 cents. That's like a fraction of a penny, and nobody can live off of that. So this platform is they're fundraising to build this platform where the breakdown of funds for independent artists is going to be just like more equitable and more sustainable for just like long-term growth and everything. So I was like, okay, well, this is a local thing and this is something that I can get behind. I am definitely going to support this show. And then on the 18th, I'll be at the Dakota with Backwood Drift.
Love them.
Yeah, they're great. Love that. They're opening for me there. And it's just going to be a cool vibe, like very grown, very sexy, like get your cute little date night fit on. Bring, you know, look a little she-she, you know, come there and do that. It's we'll be singing along more. We'll definitely sing along. Might not dance along because there's not really room in the Dakota, but you can come eat something real cute. And it'll be a good vibe because we're like a couple days, I think, before their like 40th anniversary. Like the Dakota's been here for a while. So I'm just really excited to get to play like in that week of their anniversary. It's very exciting because that's my favorite place to play in the city. So.
Yes, and I remember that was the first time that I had saw you when you had opened for Nerdy.
Yes.
At the Dakota.
Yeah.
And I remember I was with a friend, and I was like, oh, my God, she's amazing. And my friend was like, yeah, I'm here to see Mayanna. I was like, I'm dying. And
I was like, I love that. That's very warming. I'm blessed to have been able to play there for years now, and I still get to come back, still be on that stage, and just, like, It's such a cool place, and there's such a legacy to it. Like, Prince having a residency there in 2013. There, like, I got to sit in his like designated spot, like his designated table, and watch a show there once. Like, it just has a really beautiful history of this city and like the music in this city. And so, yeah, if you want a kind of like a grown and sexy vibe, come to that show. If you want to make sure that you can like participate in the line dance and everything, come to the 14th. Either way, you're going to have a good time, and bring a friend, you know?
Yes. And can you just say the concerts once again, their dates and their times?
Yes.
And then also your social media.
Yes. So September 14th, I'll be at Ice House. Doors open at 6. And then at the Dakota on September 18th. And doors open at 6 as well there. And both of their websites have the tickets available. And then you can find me on basically any social media. It's just M-A-Y-Y-A-D-D-A, Mayada. Or you can go mayada.com. I'm on all the streaming platforms. You can find everything there.
All right. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you dropping by and letting us,
of course,
updating us your summer and telling us your fall plans. With that, we're going to play Somebody Loves You.
Somebody loves you, great, cha cha cha, cha cha cha, to the back, clap, clap, swing it out, swing it out, swing it out, to the right, fine, cha cha cha, now to the left. A scarf that he wears cause he made it.
Reno.
She and you got tattoos in your basement. There's a phrase that he says cause you say
girl,
it.
Hey.
The down coat she wears is your favorite. Keep the receipts when the memories faded. And she knits in pearls cause you teach your babies.
Grandma gang.
And I'm telling you, somebody loves you. Somebody loves you. Somebody loves you. Ain't a thing that you got. Never not ready.
loves you. Somebody loves you. Ain't no thing that you got to do. Somebody loves you. Somebody loves you. Somebody loves you.
All right, welcome back to Views from the Ground, Views from the Damn Ground. So one thing that happened in the world was that the co-founder of Turning Point USA, which is a big right-wing machine that puts out a lot of propaganda, one of the co-founders ended up dead and shot and killed. And so I've been seeing a lot of mixed reactions around the community on that. And, you know, it's very interesting the way that, the way that we view violence. It's, I still think that systemic violence is very dangerous. And so when you are funding machines that are going around and, committing genocide in Palestine and, going to war with immigrants and trans folks, that's if you're not doing it directly, somehow it's not violent. So, I believe you reap what you sow. So with that, coming up next, I got Wake Up.
Wake up, it's a long night, darling. Wake up, it's the brightest sky. No love, it's a dark night, darling. Hold on to me for dear life. Wake up, where do we go to? Wake up, fire in your eye. Oh love, we will try to come and save you. It's all just a matter of time. Wake up, won't you listen to the people? Wake up from the mountain of the lies. No love, you've been upon through every sequel. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake. Wake up, call your brother, call your mother. Wake up, under aid from the sky. Oh love, we're digging deeper in the rubble. Hold on to my voice outside. Wake up, we just lost another family. Wake up, cause we need the world to see. No love, they won't ever understand us. Too bad, we're just bodies on a screen. Wake up, they don't care about the people. Wake up, they don't care about you too. Oh love, if you're walking with the people, hold on, cause they're coming for you. Wake up, little boy, they don't want you. Wake up, you might threaten their plan. Grow up till you're taught to fight back.
Science Museum of Minnesota creates spaces where curiosity thrives. Through exhibits, research, and hands-on learning, the museum connects people with science and new ideas. Learn more at smm.org/mission.
Support for KFEI comes from the Dakota, presenting Dominique Fiamme, Sunday, September 14th. Montreal-based singer-songwriter Dominique Fiamme places the history of African-American musical culture at the heart of her work. She reflects on the social realities that have influenced the blues, jazz, and soul. Her latest release is live at the Festival International des Jazz de Montréal. More information about Dominique Fiamme performing live at the Dakota can be found at dakotacooks.com.
Welcome back to Views from the Ground, Views from the Damn Ground, here on KFAI and also WFMU Frogtown Radio. We are live in the studio here with DJ Love and everyone's favorite intern, Noah. So go ahead. How you doing?
I'm good. School is school. That's kind of like.
All right. So we about to get into something, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to rap on another beat. I had to make the bars during the school day, even though we can't have our phones out. So, like, this is as much as I could do without getting my phone took.
All right, here we go.
Hopefully I'm not too loud on the speaker. I usually am. Okay, I'm good.
I'm sorry, it's too late. I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Okay, I have to test it. Look, I know my flow was amazing. I'm hotter than chemical capsaicin. My flow was the peak of a generation. Wanna hit, then you might face incineration. Medicine for the patient, not in the conversation. I'm making an invasion with every statement, just on occasion. I've already invaded, done with discrimination. Now I'm achieving greatness. Look. Couldn't say a word, but I wanna be connected. I don't think that I'm the same man, I'm reflecting. Every time I talk to you, it's like I'm not detected. Not one, not two relationships that I've ended, but I guess that I'm reckless. Guess I gotta put a couple checks on my checklist. All I said was hi, and she's already defensive. Okay, wait. Okay, But perfection is not effective without a blessing. And the affection that I'm possessing is so obsessive. Wait, And why am I the target for the marksman? New to the market. Oh man. These bars are not put together very good. To the day ends. I was feeling roughed up from a couple old friends. Heard a couple old heads talking about emotion, bullet in motion. I throw a dime to God, good thing that he was open. To figure out my rhythm like Fibonacci. Walk with an army, no walls and they get to me. All these people texting me, I might fight, might glide so relentlessly. Have these people hate on me, but they know they my enemies. I'm a prodigy, that's all to me. They feeling all my harmonies. They don't see the harm in me, but honestly, I can't even get a single thing. I cook like pharmacies. I don't got a thing in my mind, but it's all cement. They just let me talk, this is too lament. Every time I'm rapping, I don't ever make a sweat. I don't ever wanna talk to God, I just text. I don't ever call. Every time they hate on me, they say they my ball. But honestly, I gotta see this, it's in a sequence. They can't even see that I got powers like telekinesis. I'm making flow up my head, cause they can't even hate on me. Half of these people want me dead, but that's fine with me, that's not odd to me. Okay, wait, let's see. Give me a word. I'm serious.
Revolt.
Okay. Revolt. You said revolt? Okay, revolt. I said it's all on my fault. But half these people was wishing for revolt. They was hating on me, but they can't get in my vault. If they wanna touch me, then I guess it was assault. They was treating me like I was grown adults, but they can hate on me because I leave a vacancy. I'ma take them, then I leave. Take it for a minute, I'm hoping these people listen. The way my flow it glistens, I'm a black diamond. I was preaching to these people like I was a Jesus. I'm baptizing, I'm not right, but I'm not acting. This is a passion, I love rapping, this transaction. I preach, shout out to my cousin, Dungeon the Baptist. They can't even get on this, I'm acting selfish. They can't get this, it's too deep in the ocean like shellfish. They mad cause I'm cooking for no reason. I turned from a saint to a demon. And my flow's too cold, it's the way that I'm freezing. I act like I never had to be cool. Can't see you, you're all your see. Wait, I can't see you, you're all see-through. You're all T-do, 2D to T-do. It's fine.
All right. Well, thank you.
I had a little fun.
Yeah, that's super cool. So you did. You had some of that pre-written, and then you, at some point you were just freestyling, right?
Well, like I was gonna keep doing the bars, but like I don't feel like doing all that. Like at some point, I was like, I'll just freestyle a little bit. You know, and do too much.
Yeah, no, that's super impressive, and I love that you're able to you keep like all the metaphors still going while you're freestyling, like.
I try to. You know what? You know, if you could give me, how much time do we have left? Just like really quick.
We got 2 more minutes left.
Oh, the bites. Okay.
Well, what do you want to do?
If you could please bless me up with just the instrumental of your pick. Just real quick. Really fast. Not even going to be long. Not even going to be a long freestyle.
Okay. Well, we will get back to that and then later on. But coming up next, we are going to have some Babyface, and he's going to tell you to take your time. We got a bunch of Babyface coming on. So coming up next, we're going to have one of my new favorite Babyface's song. Just a little bit of Chivalry, you know, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just got done listening to Babyface. The first song of the set was Take Your Time, and we just ended it with Chivalry. Coming up next, we're going to have one of our favorite local artists who just recently dropped a new single this week. You know him, you love him, Benny Franco with his newest single, The Noise.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up next here, we're going to sneak in the boss real fast.
One, two, get down. Paid the cost to be the boss. Paid the cost to be the boss. I paid the cost to be the boss. Look at me. You know what you see? You see a bad mother. Look at me. You know what you see? You see a bad mother. Paid the cost to be the boss. Paid the cost to be the boss. Look at me. You know what you see? You see a bad mother.
Gonna end the show here with one of Noah's beats. This one.